USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials are asking the White House to push back the start of a planned COVID-19 booster campaign, at least for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. President Biden is in New Orleans, where he will assess the devastating impact of Hurricane Ida. His trip will include a briefing from local leaders. The president will also visit affected neighborhoods in La Paz before getting an aerial tour of other hard-hit regions of the city. He will end the day by holding a private meeting with community leaders in New Orleans. Before heading off to New Orleans, the president tried to put a positive spin on the latest monthly jobs report.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong. The Biden plan is working.
The economy adding 235,000 jobs last month, well below expectations. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.